Curry says missteps in the previous administration left the Ernst & Young deal hanging by a thread.
I guess just to be direct, it was kind of dying on the vine, wasn't it? Looked like it wasn't going to happen.
Shortly after he took office, Curry says he took charge of negotiations and brought Ernst & Young back to the table. He pitched Jacksonville as a growing city with a burgeoning financial services industry. Ultimately, the company agreed to a hefty helping of economic incentives.
Yeah, it was about 80% from the state and about 20% from the city on the incentives. It's probably a $5 million deal.
At the same time, state lawmakers are battling over Governor Rick Scott's proposed $250 million to lure more companies to the Sunshine State. So far, the legislature has agreed only to $8 million. Curry agrees with Scott, though. State incentives are great.
And it's a great return for the city of Jacksonville, the taxpayers of the city of Jacksonville.
Ernst & Young hasn't settled on an exact location for its Jacksonville operation. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.